Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We've entered the quote-unquote off-season. Spring football is officially in the books. These are my post-spring SEC football power rankings 1 through 16. I'm going to pull up the graphic here, guys. I do have the graphic for these power rankings. We're going to start with number 16. And no surprise, the Vanderbilt Commodores. There was nothing really we learned about Vandy this spring. And by the way, for any of these teams, right, you take what you can from the spring games. Obviously, a lot of it you take with a grain of salt. I don't know if there were many that were necessarily saw their stock rise or fall during spring. More on that throughout the show. But Vanderbilt, a team that did not even have a spring game, right? Clark Lee deciding, I guess, because of the construction or what have you. They had a spring scrimmage, but not an actual spring game. Nothing new to report out of Nashville. Vanderbilt at 16, I think, is very much expected. And I will be surprised. It's not impossible, but I will be surprised if Vandy comes out of this 16 spot really at any point in the calendar year 2024. At number 15, I've got the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Now, I will say this, guys. I was impressed with what I saw from Mississippi State in their spring game. I think Blake Shapen has an opportunity to be much better than folks are expecting. It is year one of Jeff Lebby, though, right? There's still a lot of moving pieces, still a lot of things they got to figure out. I like what I saw in the spring game. Looking at that score, I know the scoring was a little bit different, right? But that felt like how Mississippi State's supposed to be. I think it was like 73 to 64 or something like that in the spring game. But right now, Mississippi State at 15, lots of change, lots of new pieces, but some encouraging signs in spring that maybe, just maybe, they're going to get back to explosive offenses or explosive offense, excuse me, and could trip up someone, a couple teams this season. And number 14, guys, I've got the South Carolina Gamecocks. Brand new quarterback. Of course, that was the storyline that dominated spring. Shane Beamer has not named a starter yet, although most of us are expecting it is going to be Lenoris Sellers when toe meets leather this fall. Nothing else really jumping out. I think South Carolina, their big question, obviously the offensive line, of course, and line of scrimmage on both sides. What is the passing game going to look at? I think they've got questions going into the offseason about wide receiver, and would not be surprised to see them be active in the portal when it comes to a wideout. Of course, Nick Harbor, he did not participate in spring ball due to running track and preparing for the Olympics. Looks like defensively they should be better. The front seven looks much more talented, but still lots of questions for South Carolina right now. Brand new quarterback. You don't know what you're getting in the line of scrimmage. You don't know who the big playmakers are going to be at the wide receiver position. And oh, by the way, when it comes to running back and the running game, Rocket Sanders also did not participate this spring. Of course, did not play in the spring game. So is the running game going to be enough of a compliment to carry South Carolina early on, at least in this season? Because it looks like Lenoris Sellers, he will be able to run the football, but they're going to have help around him right now. 14 feels right for South Carolina. At number 13, I've got the Florida Gators. Again, not tons to take away from the spring game outside of DJ Lagway. He is the dude of the future. But Graham Mertz is this team's QB1 right now. I think outside of Eugene Wilson, they are still looking for playmakers. I'm really high on Arliss Boardingham, the tight end. I think defensively, you know, I think one of the best things that happened for Florida was that the spring game was not notable for them, right? You recall last year it was that defensive slugfest that was, what, 10-7 or 7-7 in the third quarter. Lane Kiffin trolling Florida, trolling the Gators, if you will. A ho-hum spring for Florida. I think some answers were found maybe on the offensive line, some bodies in the line of scrimmage. Defensively, I think they'll be fine. But again, it's about continuing to find those playmakers. So still, lots of questions for Florida. But 13th, that's where I have them right now. At number 12, so this was a team, guys, admittedly. I know I said you take things with a grain of salt. Not a lot of stock risers or stock fallers. Arkansas is definitely a team, though, I left this spring feeling better about. And when you look at, and I know it's a spring game, guys, but the Bobby Petrino effect and Talon Green and how special he was and the throws that he made in that ball game, I think Arkansas is going to be exciting offensively. Obviously, the pressure's on for Sam Pittman and Bobby Petrino to get this thing rolling. But I think there's a good chance they're going to be exciting offensively. I think the Bobby Petrino effect is going to be real. I think the defense is going to take a step forward. So, again, I'm not sitting here saying Arkansas is going to go win 9 or 10 games, but it's hard not to be excited off what we saw in that spring ball game from Talon Green. And again, you give Bobby Petrino the benefit of the doubt that they're going to take steps forward offensively. So still have them 12th in the power rankings, but Arkansas was definitely a team that rose for me. At number 11, I've got the Auburn Tigers. And, you know, when it comes to Auburn, the wide receiver position, also you just pick up the Penn State transfer, but Cam Coleman in that spring game, he was absolutely electric. The biggest question for Auburn, if they had a more proven signal caller, Auburn's probably 7th or 8th in these power rankings. No joke, because they've got a talented roster, right? And the good news for Auburn is this. They are still so far away from how good that roster is going to be while Hugh Freeze is there. But they got a good roster. Now they got the wide receivers. Is Peyton Thorne the right trigger man? That's the big offseason question. That's the thing we're going to be talking about for months and months and months leading into kickoff. But Auburn at 11 right now. Love who Cam Coleman is on the outside, even as a freshman. A lot of folks believe he's going to be the best ever Auburn wide receiver in school history, which feels bold, but when you look at the kid's talent, I mean, it makes sense. But Auburn at 11, where I feel comfortable putting them right now. Oklahoma at number 10. I know there's going to be a lot of Sooners fans that flood these comments that are going to be upset. Listen, I totally get it, but you got questions on the line of scrimmage. You have questions right now for Oklahoma where you can't afford to have question marks in the SEC. Line of scrimmage, and you got a young, inexperienced quarterback. Now, both of those things could work out in the positive, and Oklahoma could shoot up this list, right? But right now, because of those question marks, I mean, I thought you saw Oklahoma in the spring game. You did see some of that physicality. I think Deion Burks on the outside is going to be an absolute star in this league. I do like Jackson Arnold at the quarterback position, but again, guys, because of the question marks on the line of scrimmage, I have question marks about Oklahoma, and that's why I have them at 10th. At number 9, I got a Kentucky Wildcats. Guys, you know, the spring game for them, this was one of the SEC teams that did not tackle. So do with that what you will. I do like Brock Vandegrift at the quarterback position. I think they're going to be much improved offensively. The big question I have for Kentucky, are they going to get back to, I think, what made them so good under Mark Stoops, which is that physicality, right? Punishing you on the line of scrimmage, running the football effectively. As good as Ray Davis was last year, Kentucky as a team did not run the football all that well. They got to get back that smash mouth style of football. I think Brock Vandegrift, I think what they're doing in regards to, you notice the hype isn't anything special this spring. You talk to Kentucky folks, it sounds like that's intentional. We've seen a couple of years in a row where Kentucky quarterbacks have underachieved. So I think taking some of that pressure off of Brock Vandegrift, not building up this huge hype train in the offseason and, you know, presenting these crazy expectations for him to live up to. Again, you got Deion Walker on the defensive line, who's a really good player. Jamar Dumas Johnson at linebacker. I think Kentucky's going to be stout defensively under Brad White. It seems like they always are. I think Brock Vandegrift's the right trigger man. I love the wide receiver position for them, Berrion Brown and Dane Key. I think they'll have bounce back seasons. Still some question marks, but I like Kentucky at number 9 in my post-spring power rankings. At number 8, I've got the Texas A&M Aggies. And guys, I'm going to do my very best not to allow this off-season hype that is surrounding Texas A&M to get the best of me. Because I've said this many times, and listen, I don't think you should create power rankings or predictions or talk about a team based off of, you know, what they've done in years past. Like, this is a brand new team. Obviously, it's a brand new coaching staff with Mike Elko. But my biggest thing is this. Why don't we give Texas A&M the opportunity to overachieve, right? Let's not set crazy expectations. I mean, Vegas has already done it because the over-under win total is 8.5, which is crazy. But I will say this. You watch the spring game, and I know it's just a spring game, but you watch their spring game. Guys, you see the talent. Like Texas A&M, for all the turmoil they ran into, a coaching change, guys hit the portal, they've still got an immensely talented roster, right? For example, wide receiver position, they lose Anaya Smith to the NFL, they lose Evan Stewart to the transfer portal. That room is still as good as it's ever been, if not better, right? Connor Wegman, he's going to be healthy. He did play in the spring game just a little bit. Heck, they're stout at the quarterback position when it comes to depth and the backups behind him. Marcel Reed looks like a star in the making. Their offense should be really good. You look at defensively, they still have bodies up front in the trenches despite losing some guys there. So Texas A&M, I feel like 8 is the perfect spot for them because with A&M, it's like, I like you. I think you could be good, but you're just sort of in that middle for me. I think A&M could go one of two ways. I think they could go either way this year. Right now, 8 feels right. Supremely talented roster, but we have to see it play out on the field. Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. At number seven, I got the LSU Tigers. Loved what we saw from Gebrit Nussmeier in the spring game. Again, just a spring game, but he was fantastic. 7 for 7 over 140 yards. I think the running back position is going to be much, much better with Caleb Jackson manning that. You're obviously not going to be depending on your quarterback to be your running game. The wide receiver position, I think, is one I'm curious to see kind of what the evolution of that is. They got dudes, no doubt, but who steps up as that wide receiver one? Who steps up as the go-to guys on the outside? I think defensively, Blake Baker, you could see the changes in the culture during the spring, but I do think there's still question marks there. Do they have the bodies up front? You talk to LSU folks, they echo this all the time. Do they have the bodies in the interior of that defensive line to compete and win and make a difference the way they need to in this league? You have to stop the run, guys. You have to be able to be physical, win in the trenches, stop the run. I think they're going to be more fundamentally sound defensively. I think they're going to play with great effort, great intensity. The question is, do they have the bodies in the trenches? Which feels like a weird question to ask because I feel like LSU always has those dudes, but realistically, they are lacking in the interior of the defense. I think Harold Perkins, though, going to benefit from everything with Blake Baker. LSU right now, very talented. They're one of those fringe college football playoff teams, number seven, where I have in my post-spring power rankings. Number six, I've got the Tennessee Volunteers. Nico looked really good in the spring game, although I think they really held him back, obviously, to what he's going to be in the Josh Heupel offense. I think offensively, they're going to be a Josh Heupel team, guys. They're going to score. They're going to score a lot. Defensively, it's one of the best front sevens in the SEC. I'm really, really bullish, really high on Tennessee. The sky is the limit for them. Really, truly, again, fringe college football playoff team right in that 9 to 10 win range. I think there is a lot of reason to be excited. The biggest difference with Tennessee, because people are going to say, they got a brand new starting quarterback. We saw Nico, and miss me with the bowl games don't matter thing. I understand. Not all bowl games are built equally, though, right? That Iowa defense they took on in that bowl game that Nico diced up, that was one of the best defenses in college football, and he showed you what he's going to bring. I think we almost at this point, guys, know what to expect from Nico. He's going to be a dynamic runner, but he can also throw the football. Lots of reasons to be excited on Rocky Top. I got Tennessee number six in my rankings right now. Number five, I've got the Alabama Crimson Tide. I think there's a lot to prove for Bama, right? I think there's a lot to prove. You look at the spring game, Jalen Milroe was, and it's just the spring game, but he was less than impressive, right? We know he's a supreme athlete. I'm curious, does he take the next step as a quarterback this year? I think it's the first spring with Kalen DeBoer, right? First year Kalen DeBoer. There's probably going to be some growing pains here and there. They're still immensely talented, guys. They got one of the most talented rosters in all of college football. There's no questions about that. But you just saw the NFL draft, right? The number of Bama guys that were selected, who steps up in those spots, right? We saw the physicality in the run game. You know, again, there's a couple teams in the SEC we're about to talk about in a second, by the way, that did not hit, that did not bring physicality. It sounded like a car crash at the Alabama spring game, which you love to see. All in all, again, really talented roster. Still some questions for Bama. Anytime you got a brand new coaching staff as well, you wonder what's that going to be like. You no longer have that Nick Saban benefit of the doubt. Alabama at five right now. At number four, guys, and again, speaking of teams that did not hit in their spring game, this doesn't necessarily change the way I feel about them at all, but it is worth noting they did not hit. The Missouri Tigers at number four. This is a team, guys, that, again, by all accounts, everything we've heard, the defensive standouts, the defensive transfers, if you will, are becoming standouts, they're becoming impact players very quickly. And that's where the questions lie for Mizzou, right? On the defensive side, losing Blake Baker, losing some of the guys they lost. Because offensively, this should be one of the best offenses in the SEC, guys. Brady Cook is a fantastic trigger man. I think they replaced Cody Schrader in a fantastic way with a couple transfer portal guys that I think are going to fit in really nicely. And then you look at the wide receiver position, guys. I mean, Luther Burden, Theo Weiss Jr., that's arguably the best 1-2 at the wide receiver spot. So I think there's a lot of reason to be excited for Mizzou. I know we're not supposed to let schedules factor in these power rankings how we feel. But, guys, also, Missouri's probably going to be favored in 11 out of 12 games. Like, there's a lot of reason to be excited for the folks in Como. Number 4 is where they fall in my rankings. And number 3, I have the Ole Miss Rebels. Not only did Ole Miss not hit in their spring game, they had a 7-on-7 hot dog eating contest, tug of war, slam dunk contest, what have you. Hey, listen, you can question Lane Kiffin all you want, but this dude is a mad scientist. He is the portal king, and they are all in when it comes to winning and winning big this year. Anything less than double digits, guys, I think is a massive disappointment in Oxford. And you look at the talent on that roster, you can see why. Ole Miss, again, nothing has changed what we think about them. They are loaded across the board. Absolutely fantastic. They should be one of the best teams in college football, in my opinion, one of the best teams in the SEC. I don't want to say they're a lock for the college football playoff, but it's truly college football playoff or bust when you have guys like Jackson Dart leading the way, all the fantastic transfers they added, Trey Harris on the outside, you know, the fantastic tight end whose name escapes me that was so good in the bowl game. Caden Prescorn, excuse me, put some respect on Caden Prescorn's name. Either way, Ole Miss, they will stay, I think, in this top 3 or 4 of the SEC all year long. Number 3 where they are right now in my post-spring power rankings. And number 2, I've got the Texas Longhorns. And no, it's not because of how great Arch Manning looked, although, that is beneficial. I think that Texas, they're loaded. They're talented. You saw it in the spring game, right? I mean, I think Quinn Ewers, again, not a lot has changed the way we think about them. Love Texas's team. I know folks want to talk about the adjustment to the SEC, and it's going to be a wake-up call. I think there's going to be a wake-up call for some of these middle-of-the-pack teams that have been talking crap, if you know what I mean. So I think Texas, in this number 2 spot, they're going to be one of the challengers in the league, certainly to win the conference. Feel really good about Texas, both offensively and defensively, and I think they are built on the line of scrimmage, probably most importantly, to come in and compete right away. And guys, number 1, the Georgia Bulldogs, no surprise here. Right now, at least in my opinion, they deserve to be in this one spot. I think they're the team to beat right now. I think everybody's looking up at Georgia, chasing Georgia. And you know what's really scary? A Georgia with a chip on their shoulder. And that's exactly what the Dogs have. Guys, you look at the spring game. Obviously, Carson Beck was fantastic. Even after losing Ladd McConkey and Brock Bowers, they might be better at the wide receiver position and better offensively than they were last year, which is terrifying. Defensively, they're going to be Georgia. Bottom line, they're going to be Georgia. They've got the building blocks. They've got the foundation. They're going to be one of the best in college football. And again, deservedly so at the number 1 spot in my post-spring SEC football power rankings. So guys, that is my post-spring SEC football power rankings. What are your thoughts? Where do you agree? Where do you disagree? How would you power rank 1 through 16 as we enter the quote-unquote off-season and continue the countdown until toe meets leather?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's up with it? Headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is four missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.